All right, you're listening to WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Radiology with Max and Nolan.
Yep. Word, here's some Tumbleweed Wanderers to kick us off.
Thank you. cry until we die. If it wasn't for you, I'd be alone. If it wasn't for you, I'd be on my own. Don't wait till I do wrong. Don't wait till I put up a fight. You want my heart without a question. Don't wait for life. I care for you. I talk to you in my deepest dreams. I respect you with my all. If it wasn't for you, I'd be alone. If it wasn't for you, I'd have to hold my own. Don't wait till I do wrong. Don't wait till
we share. No matter where you at, no worry, I'll be there. No one's got your back like I do. Even when business ain't going well, we still cool. When I shine, you shine, always on your side. All my life, you'll have what's mine. Mark my word, we gon' be alright. My brother, my sister, we gon' be just fine.
If it wasn't for you, I'd be alone.
Mape with Don't Wait. I love that song. I think it's really groovy.
Yeah, it's definitely been remixed a lot of times, I think. Before that, we always struggle with this. Best way to say it on the radio, I guess, is just STRFKR with their song Open Your Eyes. I think that's relatively new. I have a ton of music, I think, that is pretty much all from roughly around 2016. This
really?
Show. Yeah.
Oh, because I've been lining up some songs from the 30s.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see what happens. Before that, the Tumbleweed Wanderers.
That's really nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good song. A little bit of a country vibe. So like I said, lots of new music from me. Sounds like older music from Max. I have sort of an indie thing going on, but just to throw.
Might do some like 1930s heavy metal influences.
Curious. I don't say that too often because it often ends badly when you tell Max you're curious, but I am curious to see what you have. We've got a 2016 song from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Ooh.
Deep at play, so I keep an eye on the shadow, smile to see. Who's there? Who's there? Up there on the stair. Beware, beware. I hear somebody coming up on his toes. Oh, look, there he goes. Why, Mr. Ghost is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves and his hat, and like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright, and this is the night when Mr. Ghost is going to town. And he can't be late. He's got a date to do a little stepping. He shakes his bone to hot saxophone. 'Cause Mr. Ghost is going to town.
And I will show you that I want. will bring you all my rights. I just wanna do you right. Yeah, I won't leave you down and out behind me. I just wanna do you right. I just wanna do you right.
Less by S.G. Lewis and Lewis Matters on Radiology.
Before that, an old Halloween spooky type song from 1938, one of my favorites. It's very pleasant. I think every time I listen to it, it makes me smile. So I want to listen to it more often.
Max caught me a little off guard. We are a few days away from Halloween on the wrong side, too, unfortunately. But it was interesting. Changed things up a little bit. Before that, Red Hot Chili Peppers with their song Dark Necessities off of The Getaway, their album out June 17th of 2016.
I've never heard it before, and yet every part
and
of
yet
that song
you've heard
is
it
familiar.
Before, right?
Yeah. I feel like they, I wouldn't say plagiarized, but they definitely borrowed from Can't Stop, Stadium Arcadium, Warm Tape, Venice Queen.
A lot of the bass lines are very similar. You hear it at first, it's like, oh, I think I know
and
what this
song
the
singing,
is.
And even the singing, one of the lyrics, the exact same like interval that he hit and then held the note was the same lyric as I think it was Warm Tape.
I don't know how I feel about it. That was sort of the hit single off of the album. It was an interesting album. I think Flea broke his arm while snowboarding when they were going to start recording.
Flea is incredible.
Kind of a crazy guy. So that put the album on hold for a little bit, but they did get it out and it's worth a listen. Cool cover too. Always
He's
important.
One of my favorite nihilists ever shown on film. In The Big Lebowski, he's one of the German nihilists in that. Anyway, here's
and Back to the Future too. He's in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's some Cab Calloway.
Man, what's the matter with that cat there?
Must be full of reefer.
Full of reefer?
Yeah, man.
Mean that cat's high?
Sailing.
Sailing
lightly.
Get away from here, man! Is that the reefer, man?
That's the reefer, man.
I believe he's losing his mind.
I think he's lost his mind.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? Have you ever met that funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he says he swam to China and he sells you South Carolina, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he says he walks the ocean and any time he takes a notion, then you know you're talking to reefer man.
Reefer man.
Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met fun reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he takes a sudden mania, wants to give you Pennsylvania, then you know you're talking to the reefer man. Have you ever met a funny reefer man? Have you ever met a funny River Man. If he says Wall Street is funny, cause he won't sell the Atlantic, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Could only happen to a guy like me, and only happen in a town like this. And so I say to each of you most gratefully, as I throw each one of you a kiss, this is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too. People who smile at you, and each time I roam, Chicago is, it's calling me home. Chicago is, it makes me grin like a clown. It's my kind of town. Get up there.
Switzerland, where all the yodelers be, to try to learn to yodel with my yodel OD. I climbed a big high mountain on a clear and sunny day, and met a yodeling gal up in a little Swiss chalet. She taught me to yodel, yodel OD, yodel OD, yodel OD. She taught me to yodel, yodel OD. Gonna teach you how to yodel just like me. It's easy when you're singing to go yodel-o-dee. First you take a deep breath and it's K-O-1-2-3. Then you'll hear yodel if you listen close to me. Yeah, this is how to yodel, yodel-o-dee, yodel-o-dee, yodel-o-dee. This is how to yodel, yodel-o-dee. Oh,
Ifield, She Taught Me to Yodel. That is an impressive song to listen to.
Distinctive, I'll give you that. Before that, Frank Sinatra and Count Basie with My Kind of Town. Figured it'd be appropriate after the Cubs' impressive Game 7 win last night. In the 10th inning, after a 19-minute rain delay, too. It was quite a series. Almost too good of a series. Could have been manufactured, but great to see.
It's all rigged. You heard it.
Whether
here
it was
first.
Rigged or not,
they were down what 3-1 in the series.
They were down 3-1
to win.
There's
three
a video.
In a row.
Wrigley Field on the teletype sign was saying after the game. I think they had something saying the Indians blew a 3-1 lead. That was what they were printing.
Wow.
It was great to see. Super exciting. We've had some good, or at least I have, had some good sports years during my time at Tufts because the World Series has always been Red Sox or Giants up until this point, and now throwing in the Cubs is not bad either, so it's exciting.
Before that, Cab Calloway with Reefer Man.
Yeah, yep. And we have a PSA, an election-related one, too.
Ooh.
Election Day is coming up. It's a short one. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message from the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
There's a...
It's a ballot question, right, in Massachusetts?
It is.
I'm voting in California. But it's on our ballot, too, this year.
That's great. All of the I think it's no on four, are the people that are really against marijuana legalization in Massachusetts. And all of the advertisements that they're putting out are really horrific and misleading.
Yeah, I saw one just the other day. It was something like a mom and a daughter, I think, going to a store or something and walking
and
by what must be a dispensary. Yeah.
And, you know...
It's like if you have a liquor store, it's effectively the same thing, right? One way or another. So
it's ridiculous. We have cake flavored vodka, and yet somehow that's not a concern.
Yeah,
I don't know. Also, there was a big deal. I think it was at the beginning of the summer, or maybe it was the end of the summer, where there was a member of the legislature here in Massachusetts who was at a news debate about it, and he brought out a bag of like gummy bears, and he said these are laced with marijuana, and then afterwards the bag was stolen. And then the police were like, all right, was that really marijuana? Because then we gotta talk to you. And they did he said no, of course, and they did track it down. They found it and they tested it, and it was not marijuana. So he lied. Either way you look at it, he
just
did
for the purposes
bad.
Of demonstration.
Yeah,
I don't know. Regardless of your opinion, I just feel like at this point it's effectively decriminalized both here and in California. So it's interesting. It's on the ballot. So at this point, I think they just need to make sure that whatever legislation is being put through, that it's wise.
Right.
And as long as the policies are good
and benefits the people.
The people love the people.
That's what we're here for.
Are you voting in Rhode Island? Are you in
Massachusetts?
Nice.
Rhode Island's all kind of.
Doesn't matter.
What have you got coming up for us, Nolan?
I have a band that has probably smoked some weed in their day. I'm sure the local natives, they have their album Sunlit Youth that was out on the 9th of September this year, because I'm trying to stick with this 2016 theme now that Max has thrown us back into the 30s, trying to keep up on both ends. But anyways, this is a song off of that album.
Sign. Ooh, it goes hand in hand. language the addicts use among themselves, marijuana is referred to as Mary Jane, pot, weed, or tea. They never say to each other, let's smoke a marijuana cigarette. They say, let's turn on, or let's blast a joint.
In these times like these,
it's been a long time
not too far to carry this. Not too far to carry this.
Because you took something away from yourself. Come back to this route and not take your heart to hide yourself.
Not too far to carry.
Because you took something away from yourself. Come back to this route and take your heart to higher yourself.
I'm not too far away.
In this house I need. Because you took something away from yourself. Come back to this route and take your heart to higher yourself.
It's not too far to carry this.
Cause you could save us. It's not too far to carry this.
All right, Lapsley with Falling Short off of her album Long Way Home. Pretty new stuff. I think she's playing at the Paradise Rock Club tonight. So a little late, unfortunately, to get tickets. Go see a scalper or something. She's got a good voice.
Don't say that. You can't, like... All right.
Supporting,
she does have a good
supporting
voice.
Local businessmen?
It's very chill, so is that...
Vending their wares outside of a show? You have something wrong with
that's
that?
That's a good way to phrase it, I
Instead
guess.
Instead of paying the man, when you go to StubHub, and they take 30% of your sales, the markup is insane.
I think Mitski's going to be in town either this Thursday or next Tuesday, which I don't remember which,
Max
but that'll be
stuff.
A really good show.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's... really cool. I didn't play any of her stuff today, but maybe we'll have time to fit it in before the end. Probably not. Maybe next week. Before that, we had Cognitive with their song 20 Past 4 in the theme of ballot question number 4.
Not a good song, but a good ballot question.
I enjoy
to think
it.
About.
I like that song. I think it's got a beat, it's got a groove, it's a little funky and weird, none of which Nolan likes.
I like beats and I like grooves, but that describes most of the music we play on this show, so it's a little vague. Before that, Local Natives with their song Dark Days off of Sunlit Youth, just a couple months old. Good song.
Coming up, here's some Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox.
I'm gonna fight them off. A seven nation army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off, taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Cigarette. And
You're listening to Radiology, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, that was Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. And yeah, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week again, Radiology on WMFO, Medford. Yeah. Coming up, another new song from St. Motel.
Gotta get up. Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car? And the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park? Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. Do I smell smoke? You and me, we never give up, you and me. We never, ever, ever give up. Getting hot and heavy with the whipped cream that we bought. Undressing in the kitchen and then getting caught. So many things can go wrong, but we still can get it right. You and me, we're not gonna give up tonight.
You didn't give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Okay, then, yes. Delta Lady, it is, my love.